What a day.
Another beautiful day in Los Angeles, California.
I know, so spring-like. Yeah. So nice.
It just feels so good to be here now.
I know. Like always, us, present in the K-Chung studio.
Together.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. And it's an extra special night because we have another member of K-Chung here with us tonight.
That's right. Our guest today is someone that should be no stranger to anyone who's been keeping an eye on things K-Chung.
Yeah. But first, we should maybe discuss a little bit this new phenomenon, the Museum of Neon Art.
Well, yeah. What was this you noticed? What?
I just noticed that they were constructing a museum of neon art directly across from the Americana at Brand.
Oh. And then I had noticed, I think for a long time, there was a museum of neon art in downtown, was there not? It's near that place, like the pie place, the like bourgeois pie area.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Maybe they have two locations.
Or maybe they're upscaling, moving to Glendale, who knows?
You know, like Mocha has two locations.
I know.
Why couldn't the house, or the museum of neon art?
I love the house of neon art.
Yeah. It's like that basement at Diabeacon is mostly Bruce Nauman's, and it feels like a house.
Yeah.
Neon art.
I don't think I've ever been to Diabeacon. That's actually not in New York. It's in New York State, right?
Yeah. But you've been all the way out to Marfa, Texas for the Judd thing, but never...
No.
Never just taken that train?
No.
Okay, I can feel that. I can understand that.
Upstate seems like a whole different thing for me. Anyway, but, you know, also, speaking of someone who's sort of from upstate, our next guest, who will be familiar to anyone with any kind of K-Chung experience. Is also from New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so from not very far away from there, you know, someone who could identify with that kind of general locality.
Right.
And actually from apparently a seafaring family, I learned recently.
What kind of seafaring?
Like relatives built yachts. I think one of his aunts sailed... professionally.
Okay.
For a while, like in competition.
In my limited experience woodworking, it seems to me in reading the magazines that that is like the ultimate level of woodworking is building boats.
I think that there's no, there's a good reason for that, right? You want to keep all those joints watertight.
Yeah.
And
bending the wood and stuff seems complicated.
I think it's really tough woodworking, and it's obviously also the apex of, Bronze Age technology, for example, boat building.
Yeah.
More so than anything else. But,
yep.
Our guest tonight is none other than sometimes Wednesday night station manager, but not tonight.
Not tonight.
Brett's managing tonight.
Just a guest tonight.
Tonight, he's just a guest here in the spacious Chinatown studios of K-Chung. Johnny Jungle Guts Martin. LA's foremost Pokemon trainer.
I want to make a good UU team. Any suggestions, guys? I know this is late, lol. Wheezing with black sludge, Florgus with leftovers, Swampert with assault vest, Mega Blastoise, Nidoking with choice specs, Ambipom with life orb. There is a lot of good choices. Haha, it's hard to choose. Anyone has a shiny foreign Ditto or a shiny Eevee? Ditto or Eevee, and what would you be willing to part from then? The Eevee and I have a 5 IV Ditto, but it's not shiny. Do you have any shiny Gen 6 pokes? None, I'm trying to breed them and nothing is coming out. Lol, yeah, same dude. Well, I'll just give you the Eevee, I don't need it. Hey guys, I just started my randomizer's news lock. Check it out, it's my first play. So if you guys have any suggestions or anything, let me know. I'm using an emulator and I downloaded the ROM, then Google Pokemon Randomizer. I forgot I should do a tutorial. I'm doing a Let's Play of Pokemon Leaf Green, but I randomized it so the Pokemon I encounter are at random. At the same time, I am playing with Nuzlocke rules. Hey guys, so I'm starting this YouTube channel for Let's Plays and Pokemon Battles. It would be great if you guys check it out. Haha, I do a dumb Poke rap in the beginning. Hope you guys enjoy enough to subscribe. I also uploaded my first Pokemon Showdown battle. Anyone in WOTC era Pokemon trading card game? Hi, my name is Sebastian, Koreatown located and ready to meet my fellow trainers. Add me if you'd like. Thanks for letting me join. I love Pokemon and I'm from LA too. Anyone happen to have a Steel Friend Safari with Klang? I've been trying to get a Clear Body Klang on the GTS, but it hasn't been much use. Any help would be greatly appreciated. By the way, my friend code is 4210-4093-0462. Trainer, me, name is Patricio. I could send you a Klink to breed. Does it have Clear Body? Don't know, but at least you would have the genetic material to gain one, but I'll check. I have a bunch of Klinks already, but they all have plus minus. The problem is that you could only get a hidden ability through Friend Safari in Gen 6 or Dream World in Gen 5, so I'm going for the Friend Safari approach. Well, in that case, I can't help you there. Too bad. Those metal Pokemon are genderless. You could pass on the ability when breeding. I use a 6-IV Jap Ditto to breed, so I have no worries with that. The problem is just finding someone with Klang in their Friend Safari. Someone finally read the message of my GTS trades and traded me a Clear Body Klang, so it's all good. Looking for a 6-IV or 5-IV Meryl, I have a Shiny Fennekin FT. Please comment if interested. I also have 5-IV Ralts. Looking for a Shiny Charmander. Some shameless self-promotion. I run the Pokemon League at Cal State Long Beach. We are hosting a tournament next week. It's $5 to enter, but we generally give out some cool prizes, and people tend to have a lot of fun. Double VGC rules with PokeBank allowed. Check the website link to the event page for more details and rules, ECT. Does anyone have a Scyther or a bug type that knows Defog? If so, I'll be willing to work out a trade. Look on Cerebee and see what bug types can learn it or breed from it or transfer. I've tried that. The only bug types that can learn it are from when Defog was an HM in 4th gen, and I restarted my 4th gen to get the starters over in my Black 2. I'm not about to replay all Platinum just for one Pokemon, so I'm asking if anyone happens to have one lying around. Oh, okay, damn, that sucks. Good luck, though. You do realize that Stealthrock still takes off 1/4 of health of bug type, right? And even if you evolve it into Scizor, you could be dealing damage instead of wasting a move turn of ridding hazards. You go on Showdown, I'll show you how my team works. I don't think many people have that specific move lying around since it isn't a very desirable move. I think you'll just have to do what everyone else does and breed for the move. I've been breeding the exact move set and abilities for every Pokemon that I have in my poison team for weeks. It takes breeding hundreds of Pokemon to get the perfect team you want, especially if you include the exact nature, characteristics, and IVs that you want. Then on top of it, you want a shiny version of all that? It just takes a lot of work and a lot of hours. The only thing I can say is good luck. At least the move you are trying to get isn't too hard to breed for. Like I said, the only Pokemon that I can breed with to get Defog are Pokemon that can learn it when Defog was an HM. Ducklet learns it at level 6, problem solved. Can't breed it with a bug type, problem not solved. Run Taunt, problem solved. Scizor can't learn Taunt. Or just replay Platinum. If you're too lazy for that, then go to GameStop and buy an action replay and put the move in your game that way. To Platinum, of course. I never suggest using an action replay on X and Y. Haha, so I did some research, and the only bug type in the game that learns Taunt is Krikatoon. Defog on Scizor is absolutely a waste of a turn and a move, but if you insist, give me a few minutes to transfer one over. It's gonna cost you, though. Haha, what do you want? I saw the same thing. I second that it is a waste of a move for Scizor. If anyone goes on Showdown, I'll show you how it's not wasteful. My name is Boulder Boulder on Showdown. I challenge anyone. It is if you think about it. Scizor is slow, and Defog has normal priority. By the time you could be KOing my Pokemon, you're only getting rid of hazards all the while I'm switching in or even setting up to sweep. Also, there's a plethora of Pokemon that learn Taunt that are way faster than Scizor, and you're stuck on a turn that could have won you the game or turned the tide to your favor. Show me then on Showdown. I don't have to, besides, I'm getting you a Sizer with Defog. Your Sizer will lose to Charizard. I have every breedable Pokemon. If anyone wants me to breed something for them, I'm now only taking legendaries and obtainable in X and Y with the exception of the Titan Birds. But the legendary must be inside a Pokeball or Cherish Ball. Haha, I like how every last one of y'all second guess this guy's simple request. Haha. I just told him he'd have to go and breed it for the hard way like everyone else. Hell, I've done it for all my Pokemon. Tend not to rely on trades too much because 99.99 of all other trainers are pretentious punks who think they deserve way more for what they're getting. The only reason I ask for legendaries is because they're all missing in my decks. Yeah, I managed to trade before we got bank. I'm weirded out that I can't find my Victini in white version, and for some reason I can't find my black version. Anyone got Victini for a Fion? Anyone keeping up with the Twitch feed? Anyone have any good combos for double and multi-battles for the Battle Maison? Wow, with this many people there are now, I know there might be enough people that will be able to attend my own personal tournament I've been hoping to host. I need a place to hold the event and 18 people to volunteer to help with battles for the qualifying round. They will have to do a lot of battling but not participate in further rounds other than revving. And this tournament is designed to be able to have 96, 128, or 192 trainers going into preliminary rounds after the qualifying round is over. Does anyone know where the nearest trading card and video game leagues are in the area? I can't find it on the official Pokemon website. There's one on Saturdays in UCLA, and the other is on Thursdays in Manhattan Beach. I actually found some in Midtown and Pasadena, too. Midtown on Saturdays, 12 to 5, I think. Pasadena, 11 to 3. 100 friend codes, woot! From both past events, plenty of Pokemon. Might start to erase some just to get new ones. Wasn't able to make it, TP Getty. But I'll see all you guys at the next event. Does anyone have a shiny Charmander? Give you a Mew for it. Praise the Helix Fossil. I finally did it. After major chain breeding, I have 5 IV bold chances with aromatherapy at seismic cost. Wow, I'm not even that anal. I just catch them all such that I have one of every stage of every Pokemon, i.e. have 3 Charmanders to raise one into Charmeleon and another Charizard. And catch them all inside regular Pokeballs, save for event Pokemon that come inside Cherish Balls. I'm guessing you are planning to have a Pikachu that can learn Surf, Fly, and Volt Tackle? Only way to get that Pikachu is through Yellow Forest, 10,000 steps on PokeWalker and the VGC Tourney. My PokeWalker was stolen along with Soul Silver years ago. But if you breed Fly Pikachu with Surf Pikachu, would one of the babies eventually be a Pikachu that knows both moves? I don't think so, because it is considered an event. Aromatherapy plus Seismic Toss is fun. Took me like 30 minutes to do the chain breeding and stuff. My Blissey is a tank. So it's mine. It's amazing, lol. Yeah, everything is much easier with a 6 IV Ditto. I amazingly killed a Weavile and a Hydreigon at the Getty Tourney with it, lol. So lucky I didn't get the chance to go, but I'll definitely go to the next one. I just don't have extra leftovers. We were only able to use one item for Pokemon, so I had tough choice, Blissey or Miltank. I only have 2 stone evolutions left to obtain. Both of them are Moonstones. Anyone can spare 2 Moonstones? I will offer any breedable Pokemon, and trust me, I have every breedable Pokemon. Just let me know in advance what you want so I can get it for you. I think I may have a couple of Moonstones that I don't need. What's your friend code? Check the pinned up post. Mine is the first one on the list. As a matter of fact, I only have 1. I posted my friend code on the long FC post. Okay, I just added you, so I liked your listing. Now add my code and then like my listing to let me know you put mine in. By the way, you are a ghost type. Are you Joker Black? Yes. My X version is Joker White. Okay, can we trade without game chat? You can give me whoever you want. My Z version will probably be the Joker Silver, lol. Ha ha ha. I wish I had a second moonstone to give you. Good luck, though. Goodbye, Pansage. Ha ha ha. Sweet, thanks. Dang, maybe I should have given you a sunstone. It's all good, dude. I don't ever use stones, and I haven't been playing Pokemon very much, unfortunately. That stone was just sitting in my bag. I'm glad it's going to be used. Nice. Now the hard question of whether to use it to catch a Clefable or to see and catch Masharna. All I have left is to get Clefable, Masharna, Bravery, and Mandibuzz, and Masharna is the only one I haven't seen yet. Once I get all four, the only Pokemon I would have seen but not caught would be the three legendary spirits of Tin Tower, and all the remaining Pokemon yet to be seen are all legendaries not found in X and Y. And both Rufflet and Vullaby are level 45. You can get ones from Friend Safari. You have to find the right person or you can post at Game Facts board. Moonstones? How? I do have two Sunstones to give away for a Moonstone. There are a few ways. The Fairy Mayhold Moonstone can be found in Friend Safari, or you can find Luna Stone, but harder to find. Alternative way, you can get one from Super Training. If Pokemon has maxed out EV, then additional training will unlock. Those will have various evolution stones if you beat in time. Oh, no. I only keep getting Sunstones from that. But at least it helped me with all my Shiny and Dust Stone needs. Drag Down Hydreigon gives you either Sunstone or Moonstone. All I get from it is Sunstones. I just said that. Okay, find Normal Type Friend Safari with Clefairy. You will find it. Oops, I mean Fairy Type. I have a Clefairy in Friend Safari, but not sure if it's Normal or Fairy. More useful if you have Pokemon with Frisk ability, with Thief. Sorry, it is Fairy Type now. You can go hunting there. That's the thing I hate about fairies. Now a lot of Normal and Psychic types suddenly change types. Yeah, it has been a long time since the last time older Pokemon has changed the type. Magnemite and Magneton used to be electric type only, but Metal and Dark was introduced in 2nd Gen. Both Pokemon got Metal type added. Interestingly enough, I added a new type in my Fan Gen from 2007 called Sound type. Stronger against Flying, Bug and Ice, but weak against Steel, Psychic and Dark. Exactly 50 Pokemon left to see in my Dex. And my sight capture margin is only 7. 5 Ivy, HA, Iron Fist, Chimchars for free. They have egg moves. You have or want? Have. Ooh, I had 2. Cool, man. I just have a box load with 5 IVs that I want to get rid for free. I don't see what people offer. I'll take one, good sir. Do you still have Iron Fist, Chimchars? Yeah, I'll give one later, man. Cool, thank you, sir. Can I have one? Paul Murillo, Ulysses Gonzalez, what's your FC? I'm online right now. Sorry, I'm at work right now. I can look it up and post it here when I get home in 4 hours. Sorry. That's cool, man. Awesome. Thanks. Thank you. You online right now, Paul Murillo? I'll get on, good sir. Cool, I'm online. My IGN is Flip. Are you red? Looking for anything in particular? Nah, man. Any legendaries you have for trade for decks? I don't really need them. Nah, lol, sorry. Like, I need Palkia, Dialga, Arceus, Ventini, stuff like that. Damn, alright, thank you though. Oregon is 5 IV. I think I have an extra Dialga. I'll check later since I'm not home at the moment. Alright, for sure, I just need it for Dex. I need 2 Moonstones, 2 Shiny Stones, and a Dusk Stone. Anyone have any of these that they can spare? Who wants Celebi? I don't need it because I have like 5 different sets of my Shiny Virizion, lol. I do. Offer me something. I don't want any Bidoofs. I have a Charmander. Nothing as good as Celebi, I'm sure. Friend code? I have Jirachis and a Venvictini for trade. Offers? Shiny 6IV Ditto. Keldeo for Victini. Beldum, Porygon, and Castform. I have all those already. Sorry, peeps. What non-legendary breedable Pokemon would you like? I have Fion too. Looking for Groudon, preferably shiny. We'll offer a Vent Keldeo. I got 31 Dittos for trade and many level 100 fully EV trained Pokemon. Let me know if you're interested. I'm interested in one of those Dittos. For sure, message me and we can negotiate. Thank you, based god lulls. Makes me wonder what are the time limits of illegal transfers. Can a clone Pokemon from Emerald or even Platinum be able to get through without forfeit of PBT system rights? I got it through Wonder Trade, but apparently it is possible to obtain a shiny one from Platinum Version. And I think clone Pokemon, or even those that were made through PokeCheck, can go through it if they were made right, i.e. IVs, location, etc. Slow start. Sucks that it's only ability. That's straight up fake, bro. I saw in Cerebi and Smogon, it's impossible to get a level 1 from Platinum. So it's possible. It's real. Besides, I don't use Ubers anyways, and will most likely trade it. Whoa. Eisenhower trade you, lulz. Probably one around level 50 for me. By the way, I don't have Pokebank. Only Friend Safari and GPS. 707 now. National Pokedex complete. We'll finish with exclusives later. That doesn't sound right. There are definitely more than 11 legendaries left. Remember, exclusives do not count toward completing National Pokedex. Last month, I managed to trade legendaries to complete 706 Pokemon. Now, I finished transferring my exclusives from Bank X to 718. Now waiting for 3 more exclusives in the future. Yeah, but the Pokemon missing are legendaries unobtainable in X and Y, save for Fionn, and all the Pokemon I do have are ones I've personally caught or bred myself, have my OT name. And save for Blaziken, they all are caught using only standard Pokeballs. It's going to suck having Celebi because it's obtained in a luxury ball. Pokebank is finally fucking out for USA. This calls for a celebration. Swag poke. Such brew, much swag, very wow. Such slow, very poke. Does anyone have a Loudred Safari or a scrappy Loudred? I got lots of stuff for trade. Speed boost Venipede 31-31-31-31-31-31. Swift swim Poliwag 31-31-31-31-31-31. Bagon with Hydro Pump 31-31 times 31-31-31. And many more, but the list is too long. I'll update it in a few days for sure, and night, people. Anyone want any of the following? Modest Charmander, 4 to 5 IV, knows Outrage, Dragon Dance, Dragon Pulse, Adamant Scyther, 4 to 5 IV, has Technician, Timid Ghastly, 4 to 5 IV, also have 5 Larvesta, Timid, and 5 Larvitar, Adamant, Guts, Sandvale, both possessing 4 good IVs, not looking for anything in particular other than a Timid Abra. FC 3454-0507-1915. I could breed you a 5 IV Timid Magic Guard Abra if you want. That would be sexy. My Charmanders are sassy. Give me 10 minutes, man. Chelsea, want a modest one? I've got tons. Felipe Bravo sounds good, man. What do you want in return? Carlos Perez, I have a perfect one missing attack for you. 2809-8658-7723. I'm okay with the Larvesta. 2809-8659-7723 is my FC. I'll add you right now. Male or female? Lol, male, bro. My IGM is split. Awesome, thanks, bro. A male Scyther would be cool. Have Iron Fist Chimchar for trade. Sounds good. I'll be home in 20 minutes. Breeding Porygons, if anyone is interested. Let me get one. Sure, friend code me. I'm interested. Chelsea Roberts, what's your friend code? All right, I'll add you both. Mine is 2852-8769-5614. Adding right now. Added. Yay! Trade with me whenever. Sorry, I was in Battle Cafe. Larvitar. All right, he is a tough one, too. He came with a Dark Pulse. That ditto, though, lol, I got nothing, sadly. Thanks, no problem, lol, I got my team. On Pokemon Tourney on Getty, you mentioned OU. What does OU stand for? Overuse. Check out Smogon for battle tiers. Can I use Gengar? Yes, sir, unless it is Mega Gengar, which in most competitions is considered banned. No, I'm not using Mega Stone on Gengar because it will lose Levitate. Then you're good. Basically, 99% of the legendaries are banned. Tiers were made basically to even the game in terms of Pokemon. OU is basically the name for the most common used pokes like Gengar, Garchomp, Tyranitar, etc. I am more all attack type. You're good as long as you don't use legendaries, bruh. So that tourney will be level 100? I guess so. I haven't seen the details except your team has to be monotype. No secondary type? I know we use one safe type with any secondary type. Maybe I haven't seen all the details. Click on to see more. Do we all have to be gym leaders, or can we have people of mixed types being the obligatory challengers? Oh, wouldn't it be lovely if you only had 18 people be gym leaders, one for each type, and we all had two or three battles, or only the challengers were allowed to substitute. And challengers who beat any 8 gym leaders would go into finals, or they had to be in an elimination tourney. And every round, the finalists remaining would be randomly matched up. And the finals start off 3-on-3 elimination with substitutions. But when you get to top 16 or top 8, they will be full 6-on-6 battles. Like a real Pokemon League. Same idea. If you use the same way you do on Black and White 2, when you defeat the Elite Four and Champion using Pokemon that has all same type, one type per challenge medal, secondary type is okay. Actually, if your party consists of all Pokemon having all the same primary and secondary types, you get a medal for both types, i.e. you get Steel and Fighting medals if every single Pokemon is Fighting / Steel type. They all have to be Fighting / Steel, no single types of either one. You can even make it a 3-medal victory if you use only a single double-type Pokemon in your party and get the medal for having only one Pokemon in your party. Anyone needs Tynamo? Or once? Me. FC is 3695132592519251. I need Tynamo. If I don't have it, I will die. Lol, JK, don't need. Luis Manuel Bahena. 2809-8659-7723 IGN Flip. I need Timple and 2 Shiny Stones, a Thunderstone, and a Duskstone. Do it. 1521-4049-6660. A wild Geodude appears. Looking for Sheer Force Tauros, anyone have? With the next Pokemon event happening at the Getty, I couldn't help but wonder, how did you build an effective Pokemon team? What sort of unique traits do you look for? How did you train, and what was your result? I want to know how Los Angeles represents their Pokemon, and I believe we can all benefit from the advice we give to our fellow trainers. What charming sincerity! On my team, I was looking for something well-rounded and cohesive, but I ended up with 2 physical sweepers, Hawlucha and Dugtrio, 2 walls, Vaporeon, Mega Venusaur, a special sweeper, Kingdra, and a good Pokemon to start with. Of course, there's more secrets in my team, but I'll never tell. I like all sorts of Pokemon, so it's hard to choose only a team of 6 as my main team, but from what I've noticed playing Pokemon since Gen 1, I always had a variety of Pokemon types. I started with a fire type and looked for an electric type before venturing onto a new city. A bug type for poisonous defensive abilities, and a grass type for health regenerating abilities. A bird type, of course, for flying, and a water type for surf. I feel like Pokemon X and Y had an assortment of cross types, such as Fletchling being a fire flying type, so that's double the effectiveness for a strong team. Other than that, I've stuck to the same routine, looking to spice things up a bit and try something new. Right now, I have a Scyther and a Kadabra for a new team, looking for a Magikarp. Every trainer is unique, Johnny Jungle Guts. I breed for egg moves, usually something outside the box, like Lucario with Blaze Kick, Growlithe with Close Combat. At the recent event, I was traded a Dratini with Extreme Speed. What do you guys know about EV training, and how do you go about doing it? Since I play competitively, I've known about the metagame for quite a long time, especially since I'm used to playing Standard. My team is usually weather-based, with T-Tar or Politoed. So far, Drizzle has been my favorite. I switch from D-Knight to Gyarados, often with Vaporeon to take all status effects and phase out all threats who usually set up. I always carry a Choice Scarf or Choice Specs to either outspeed base 100s or overpower my opponent. Rotom W is one of my favorites to use Scarf or Specs because you trick your opponent. Your item, and if you know that Pokemon has to set up in order to deal damage, it stops them from doing it, making your opponent think of another strategy. I like forcing my opponent out by thinking a few moves ahead. Hence why I dislike Team Preview, but yeah. I'm indecisive. I like a team with pizzazz and heavy hitters. I like shenanigans and one-hit kills. Who has a Frillish that I can have? I need to make a new and improved Jellicent. I'll name it Miss New Booty. I don't have, but I do have Cast Form and Tyrogue. Hey guys, add me. I need more Friend Safaris and I'm looking for a Ditto. Friend Safari FC 1736-1305-2544. Comment with your friend code. I have no idea what kind of Friend Safari I have. Hello, please. Add my friend code 10060331-8820 and post yours in the comments or private message. I'm psychic type. If that helps, thanks. Okay, I think I decided to do an art show, black and white drawings of the Pokemon from Little Cup. Now all I need is a title for the show. Hi group, I'm looking to trade any common Pokemon for a Togepi. If you have multiple Togepis, I would like to trade them with you, please. I have a Y and my friend code is as follows. 3110-5160-0221. Thanks all, I look forward to reading from you. Would you guys rather see an art show of black and white drawings of the Mega Evolutions or an art show of black and white drawings of all the Pokemon in Little Cup? I wouldn't mind either, actually, but if I had to choose, I would go with the Megas. Megas, both. Little Cup, the cuteness is to be a little more interesting as a subject. Both, but Little Cup would be very cute. I'm going to have to say Little Cup only because the cuteness would be more appealing. If doing the Mega Evolutions, it would be interesting to see some concept art on what if this had a Mega, in addition to the Megas that are already in place. Anyone have Toxic Boost Zangoose for trade? Hi, new friends and old. This is my friend code. 3308-5148-8062. Pokemon X over here. Does anyone have Phoebus? And one they don't mind giving away? Please, I've been looking here and there for one, but no such luck. I really want a Milotic. I got a 5 ID Milotic. I have one, but you'll have to wait like 1 hour, lol. XD, worth to wait. It's okay, if you can, I can give you a Porygon. I have Phoebus 5 ID with egg moves if you still want it after trading for Milotic. Does anyone have Togepi or a Togepi friend support? I'm desperate over here. I'm white, but I'll keep an eye out. I've been breeding super luck Togepi like crazy. I'll trade it over to you if you still want one. Do you have any Serene Grace? Yep. Want one? Yeah, I have a Kangaskhan. With 3 IVs, I think. Cool, you finally got one? Haha. Got that Togepi going. I breed him. Anyone down to battle? I'll do a double battle, flat rules if you want. As always, feel free to add your interested trainer friends to this group. Hey peeps, I'm Pop-Tart, a competitive Wi-Fi battler. Started Pokemon playing on Soul Silver. I hope we can be awesome friends that train in battle. Anyone with a Ditto Safari friend code? Anyone want to have a double battle? Flat rules? Are ratings battles not working for any of you guys as well? Is anyone friends with Cat Pieces on FB? That guy is a master trainer, and I love battling him, but he always has his game chat turned off. I was saying the same. He also has a convenient safari. Haha. Who wants to get Scythered up? Definitely me. Been thinking about getting a Scizor going. Pokemon tourney today at 2 p.m. World 8, Vermont and 8th. Very friend code. Wow, such ad.
Slutty.
I call dibs on Scyther. Hey, add whoever you like. Morning, everyone. If anyone's interested, I'll be putting my FC up a little later today. Thanks to Johnny Junglers for adding me to the scoop. Have a good one, PokeFans. Hey, y'all, do you want to swap friend codes? Mine is 212-6730-4590. Send me yours. Howdy, y'all. Bwahaha. Bwahaha. WrestleMania 29, John Cena versus The Rock, D-Axel versus Land Turtle. Apparently, people managed to hack a shiny Volcanion and Hoopa. They gave a few details about those Pokemon. Hoopa's ability is Magician, and its stats are 80, 110, 60, 150, 130, 70. Volcanion's ability is Water Absorb, and its stats are 80, 110, 120, 130, 90, 70. Three new moves. Whole hand, normal type, special, power, accuracy, PP, 40. The user and an ally hold hands. This makes him very happy. 1,000 arrows. Ground type, physical, power, 90. Accuracy, 100. PP, 10. This move also hits opposing Pokemon that are in the air. Those Pokemon are knocked down to the ground. 1,000 waves. Ground type, physical, power, 90. Accuracy, 100. PP, 10. The user attacks with a wave that crawls along the ground. Those hit can't flee from battle. Anyone has a Prankster Sableye? I do, but I only got one. Breed it, mofo. Fuck no. Too lazy. Do you have a Rhyhorn or Newsleaf you can breed for me? Oscar Nunez, I can catch a Newsleaf for you. You do that, and I'll breed you a Prankster Sableye. I won't be online until 2 p.m. at Starbucks since I don't have internet at home. 1-950-9443-2676. Lol. Friend code 0619-4824-5926. IGN, Mr. Peabody. I might be out around that time. IGN, RYC3. Friend code, anyone out for a quick 6-on-6? Update on the whole Baton Pass fiasco over at Smogon. Dem 3DS cases. Listen, Michelle Pineda, your profile pic is awesome. Thank you. I must leave this group now. Pokemon X and Y RAM dumping coming soon. Project Pokemon RAM dumping. Friend code, anyone up for a quick 6-on-6? It's official, no more swag. Well, time to let Mega Gyarados, Excadrill, Whimsicott, and Chestnut stomp all over Klefki, Sableye, and any other prankster now that Swagger is gone. GG Smogon. Through the experience and being new to competitive Pokemon magazines, Swagger wasn't that OP. But hey, if it gets this bad, I fear the future of Pokemon. Are they still suspect testing Baton Pass? Chibi Rathalos plush monster hunter made us part 3 of 3 of my plush trade with. She is amazing at sewing plushies. Go check her out. This is probably the most detailed plush I have ever made so far. He was surprisingly lots of fun to make. This guy is such a butthurt loser, rolling on the floor laughing. Umbreon is and will always gonna be my favorite Pokemon of all time. Audition to be a Pokemon event commentator. Thanks for the post. Thanks, I just shared it so other people can know too. Looking for a shiny Kalos born Pokemon. Make my box look like this, lol, but you don't like you know of a Pokemon. Not Pokemon related, but I thought it was funny. It's so fucking funny, watch it. Pokemon AZ announcement trailer. Pokemon Saturday. John Cena, John Cena, John Cena. Who remembers these? I do. I used to throw them everywhere. I lost the ballpark, but I still have the Jolteon. Had Mew. I had badass Blastoise. Oh, male, I see. Just not looks wrong. He doesn't look like John Cena. Shiny gold with Paul Cornejo and 4 others. Guys, I got made news. Game Freak is planning to give the Pokemon Z project to EA. They're already planning to have a season pass. The price is $125.00. John Cena defends his title. You can't see him. His time is now. He's the franchise. He'll show you how. I would like to officially rename the move Power Up Punch to 5-Knuckle Shuffle. Hey all, it has been some time since I posted a little sweet vid. Thanks to the people for helping me out. Recollecting items and Pokemon, very much appreciated. Los Angeles uses Earthquake, super effective. Got my team, time for EV training. Not if I hold a Balian. So, makes so much sense physics-wise. Balloons are OP. You don't save your game before facing a legendary Pokemon? I also like to live dangerously. Anyone need any of these? Looking for Kalos? Any Nova region shiny Pokemon? Don't care for IVs nor Kalos born. Started breeding after a long hunt in Monster Hunter. Looking forward to participating in the tourney, guys. Anyone know how to teach a Togepi Air Slash? I'm at the Movie Learner and I don't see anything. Trying to fill up the decks. Clawitzer, Cradily, Magmar, Spiritomb, Pineco, Fortress, Jatu, Sudowoodo, Shinx, Rhyhorn, Swampert, Piplup, Chansey. Yo, we've got a tournament coming up. Hope you guys can make it out or catch our live stream. Pokemon in love.
Well,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Lol.
Lol. I don't think I understood. That was all in English, and I didn't understand one word of that.
Yeah, I think those Pokemon guys got a language all their own.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a specific task-based ergot, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of acronyms, like any good dense language.
Totally, totally, and like some pretty interesting words to think about, like ram jumping.
What do you think ram jumping means?
Yeah, I think it might refer to like the something that a specific class of Pokemon can do, maybe.
I imagine it's, you know, when you have one group of Pokemon that are kind of holed up on the brow of a hill, you know, like just before the crest of it.
Uh-huh.
And you got another group of Pokemon who want to attack, they ram jump the ones on the hill.
I see.
That's my theory.
Like running up the hill.
Yeah. And then there's maybe some little barrier that they have to jump and ram.
Uh-huh.
or ram jump.
Ram jump. I guess we'll have to ask Johnny, when he's not in the talking chair.
Yeah. I think he darted off to the bathroom. He was sweating pretty profusely.
I think you could hear it in the broadcast. It was taking an immense physical toll on him.
And it upset his dogs quite a bit.
The dogs got a little antsy in the middle, and then you could hear him yawning from just the insane physical stress.
Yeah, and I think he keeps a tough day job, and this is not an early evening show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's you know, it's a labor of love. We both go straight back to our studios, 9 o'clock every morning, making the visual art. But we do the talking show so late at night as a service to the community, really.
Yeah, and you know, much to our surprise, we bumped into the two true DJs earlier.
Well, it's not a surprise. They're always here before we are. But
well, you know, but we don't always get to talk to them as long as we did tonight. No, they were very generous with their compliments.
Yeah, it was nice. It's nice to know that the people who are sharing this broadcast space with you do appreciate the work you do.
It's also nice to know that some of our generous sponsors are in the same building.
Phi 87. Yeah, the talking show sponsored by Phi 87. Also, anyone who was at Scoops in Chinatown the last little while, don't forget, if you mention the talking show, you get a free, I'm not even joking, a free child-sized cup. That's one scoop, one flavor. That's saving you $2.
Yeah.
But it's a good $2. It's a, you know, it's $2 you could, you know, just think about the talking show and think about, you know, when you're like at home and you're like, what has the talking show done for me lately? You can be like, the talking show, free ice cream.
Yeah. We can thank Steve there. He put in the legwork to get that deal pushed through. But one brief disclaimer, while you do get the great child size cup, this location does not, as far as we know, have the brown bread flavor.
They didn't last time, yeah.
Yeah, which is, you know, frankly, a little disappointing.
I don't know. I they have the salty chocolate.
That's a good one.
You know, I'm happy to have the salty chocolate.
I'm a brown bread kind of guy.
Sure. Yeah. You know.
That's why they have multiple flavors, I guess, right?
I think so. You know, one of the things I noticed about the Pokemon talk that John just did too, is there was a while when they kept mentioning John Cena. Who's that? Isn't that the guy from Chicago?
The band Chicago, band?
The band. And I was trying to wonder whether that was the guy from Chicago, the band, and then if it was, what did that have to do with Pokemon in such a technical term? Because people kept saying John Cena this, John Cena that. Yeah.
Maybe he's an expert Pokemon trainer.
Who knows? I mean, he'd be a little old for that kind of thing, but.
I don't think that dies with youth.
No. Of course not, Nicholas. Of course not. The other one that was, I think, a nice little gift to LA in that talk was there is like a some creatures, some Pokemons can use a power called Earthquake,
which that you know
happens in LA a lot.
Yeah, it's a good power for a Pokemon trainer in Los Angeles to have.
Yeah. Or I mean, maybe it's like actually people on the East Coast attacking.
LA?
Yeah, with their Pokemon.
Why would they want to do that?
You know what, to be fair, I am so mystified by the content of the talking today that I couldn't imagine any of the motivations in play. Like on a specific level, I understand that the general motivation is like having fun with your friends.
Yeah, a game.
Which, you know, I understand that.
Yeah. I've seen you play a game.
I've played two games. Yes. Oh boy. Anyway, we have had a full day of Korean food and all kinds of stuff today. We really overdid it. We made pigs of ourselves before we came into the show. Mm-hmm. So I think it's time to sign off.
Yeah. Everyone have a lovely evening from the talking show on K Chung Radio,
Los Angeles's first and still best. And definitely in the most biennials of any arts broadcasting radio station. We have definitely beat that radio station, Zurich, that was also in one museum show once.
Yeah, well, we'll see how
Bern.
We'll see how long that title lasts.
I don't think anyone else is gunning for it. There's several magazines that could compete, but definitely no radio stations.
Very true. I suspect in looking around the K-Chung studios, we could even have an art fair at some point.
Yeah.
The K-Chung art fair.
I mean, K-Chung's certainly been at enough art fairs.
Yeah, but we could host our own, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of room in here. It's true. It always amazes me what kind of cool leasing deal Solomon got on this place, because it is gigantic.
Yeah.
Like, It's like almost a Walmart up here. We've got plenty of room for booths.
I thought the whole thing was funded by Blum & Poe.
No.
Okay.
No, it's Bitcoins. Anyway.
Once again, have a lovely evening.
The secret's out.
From the talking show in Chinatown on K Chung Radio.
Good night.